You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. This is episode number 107, Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. I have Tia.
What is up? Wow. What is up?
And Tayshaun.
Oh, wow.
With me. Cool. Yeah, yeah. We got
to. So your mic is all the way up and so, mine just wasn't on.
All right. Let's do it again. We have Tia.
What is up?
And Tayshaun. With me tonight, and we got Davon in the building coming on very soon. I am excited about this. We have been sort of following him for a long time now. He actually produced on the Alumni Cypher series back in 2016, the joint with Time and Lep and Bakari JB. So long time listeners have been hip to Davon, but we got him down here for an interview. I'm looking forward to learning more about him and what he's doing in his music, because a lot has changed over the years. Very, very excited for this interview. Also,
what's up?
Meek is free.
He is.
Yeah.
Meek is free.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though. Why does everyone suddenly care about Meek Mill? Like,
to be honest,
I swear before nobody cared about him.
Honestly, my take on that was at first I was like, oh yeah, Meek's taking a lot of L's, and then he dropped wins and losses, and I was like, oh wow, he shut me up. Like, wow.
I think everyone, I mean, people have always rocked with Meek. It was just, you know, he got memed to death.
Yeah.
But I mean, the case was foul, and like, it's,
yeah, it
if anything,
kind of
it's just an
lie.
Example of absolute failure of the justice system that he ended up in prison.
Very
and they
true.
Have redeemed themselves actually following through and letting him out. But I mean, the case was bogus, you know, probation stuff for stuff over a decade old, like when he's a, yeah. So I think people rallied with him because that was BS. Like the rap stuff is the rap stuff, but it's a man's life, you know? So
exactly.
I heard that the judge had a nephew that raps, and he wouldn't put him on his, Meek Mill wouldn't be on the nephew's mixtape. So
yeah, when there's rumors like that, that's all you need to know. When people are like stretching to find out why he could possibly be in jail.
But it doesn't sound like it would never happen. It doesn't sound impossible though.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like something like that would definitely happen. He'd be like, yeah, my nephew's a rapper. He wants to on his mixtape. He's like, nah, man, I don't want
to. You're in jail until you say yes.
Faith in the American justice system is at an all-time low in 2018.
Bruh, I mean, oh, why would it ever be higher?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's exactly.
Let's not get into all that. But yeah, so Meek is free, which is the news of the day that just happened. Shout out Meek Mill. We're going to play Dreams and Nightmares, of course. One of the best intros of all time, and I think it's a good discussion.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Do you have a favorite intro song to a record?
Nah, this is it.
That's it?
This is it, yeah.
Let's bring them in next week. Tia's made a scrunch face. She has other ones. I think if we can think of it, if we can clean some records, it'd be cool to do a playlist of just the best intros.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
And just run through a brick wall immediately after.
Exactly.
So this is a busy weekend though. We had a lot going on. Beat Club podcast Sunday night was dope. Shout out to Beat Club. If you're a producer and you're not rocking with them, you should get on that. They're at Phoenix Landing. Basically, it's kind of like the Stew, except for you can roll through and just bring your beats and you can just showcase for like 5 minutes. You don't have to battle anybody. There's featured producers. D and Avi, who are two of the founders, actually battled Flip Jackson and Kenzo, which was wild. And they had beats, which was crazy. So
they always had beats.
I never heard their beats before though.
Oh, Flip Jackson?
No, D and Avi. I know Flip Jackson.
Oh, okay.
I have records with him.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, how did you not hear Flip Jackson?
Yeah, Flip Jackson on the beat. So shout out to them. Kenzo sent us a record too. We're gonna try to play one of his. He emailed us from the thing. So even if you don't go to hear the music, it's good networking, because I mean, you know. We also had the Cody Pope drop the new album. We were at that release party up in New Hampshire on Saturday night. Got some wild footage of I-9, who might be the fastest rapper I've ever seen in person.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Well, we're going to post it soon.
The name sounds familiar.
He's got records with like Idea and stuff, and like sort of the Midwest underground scene, I guess. Yeah, he definitely tours nationally, New Hampshire's own. And Dart Adams launched. Dart Adams launched a podcast. He shouted us out. Shout out to him. He could have had a podcast years ago, but they wanted him to do it on a Tuesday night, and he didn't want to bump into us and Overdog, so we pushed it off, and he just got that launch. So shout out to Dart. Dart Against Humanity. I haven't heard the whole thing. I just heard the beginning where he was explaining how it went down. I'm curious to see what conversations that sparks. There will be some. Also, everyone tagging us at LFOD Music. Thank you. If you go to the LFOD Music Instagram, you can see we've been reposting all the flyers and stuff. So if you want to know what's going on in the city,
check out state, our page,
region, etc. at LFOD Music. And if you've got something going on, tag us so we can share it. We also set up a New England hip hop calendar on the website, and we're giving promoters access to that so they can add their own shows. So we're really we're being the change we want to see in the world. This has been a long intro. We're giving way too many updates. Submissions.
A lot happened.
Yeah, I know. I'm just I want to talk to Davon, you know.
True.
Maybe I don't know. Talking too much. Submissions at lfodradio.com. If you're an artist, send us some clean records. I think Tayshaun dropped an album, but we didn't get any clean, so I haven't heard it yet.
Oh yeah. Don't worry.
Did you drop an album?
Yes, I did. How's part one. Yeah. Part one of it. Yeah, I dropped part one of it.
Oh.
And the second part, I'm not sure when that's coming out, but honestly, I'll just let you guys hear the whole thing because I love y'all.
That'd be dope. Let's do it. Why don't we do a listening party or something?
Oh, yeah.
You should. Yeah. We'll get some media types in the back. You know, we'll do it all right, you know. We'll do it. That'd be cool. We could even do that here, maybe.
Oh, word?
We'll figure something out.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I can't wait till we're back on Facebook Live so you can see his reactions. We'll be live again next season. Submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us clean records. If you're tuned in, let us know. At LiveFreeOD Radio on Twitter. LFOD Radio everywhere else. And that's about it. I think we're going to play this Meek Mill, get charged up, and we'll be back with Davon.
Don't use that in the same sense.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, don't use that in the same sense.
You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew. Like a sneeze, please, for them trick or squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them get in between, and we'll be started. Look, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hated when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling. Went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages are foreign. Menage, can suck and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did it with Mariah. Look, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey to rest in peace. Hey to rest in peace, rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence. And I don't talk a lot, I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Hold up, wait a minute, y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining. Texting on these, I'm like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, hey, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of cannon, I'm in casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands on my toes, cause these want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk. These try to take my life, they around, get killed. You around, you around, you around, get smoked. Cause these feelings I bought with me, don't around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young, that's rolling. I got throwing beans, I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now what up? Real what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then shut up. If you dip me in your rats, I get your pussy stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that, put my life on my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, back on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces on the same, they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bull, the same, that flop. I'm the same, from first street with them that raise that lock. The same that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And he's staying on me, waiting on me. Still on that hood, my Rolls Royce on E. They gon' remember me. I say remember me. So much money, all your friends turn to your enemy. And when this beef, I turn my enemies to memories. With them, they go from 40, ain't no 10 to key. Hold up, broke, turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave, you ain't done pretty, I'm gon' steal my. It was something about that rollie when he first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that. I'm gone. Okay. Like judo, you and Zach took kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pockets too big, they sumo. 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 Pulling card like Uno. Living inch like judo. You and Zach took kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pockets too big, they sumo. 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 Tell me who the hottest motherfucker that you know. If it ain't me, you Curry get the flame calling Prince Zuko. Swimming through the money like a flounder. Hold up. I just want the knowledge and the power. Hold up. Why the looking at me sour? Chopper eat a like chowder. Rider, 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 rider. Never gave a fuck about a dollar. More money, me, more problems. Pray for me to fall like autumn. Cause I got it on my own. With no help, rain. Got a bad daddy. That's it. In myself, main. You need a new hope. Deal of a new dope. Giving out bricks like Shaq at the free throw. Anybody wanna be E.T.? Man, y'all can't see me. Out of my league, you peewee. Pocket too big, Rakishi. Pocket too big, they sumo. Pulling card like Uno. Flipping inch like judo. You and Zach took kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pocket too big, they sumo. 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 Pulling card like Uno. Flipping inch like judo. You and Zach took kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pocket too big, they sumo. 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 Money doubles up like a damn duo. I just want the yen and the euro. The game up and leave my kids like judo. Money come around like a Hoover. Making free pens in the future. Pockets on the look super. Bills will be blue slot Cooper. Money on my mind just like a tumor. Spread my money out and then I call that bitch a rumor. Curry the killer is on the move, no Uber. People try to block a nigga shine like Lunar. Eclipse, wanna take all my chips. Wanna pop off the clip like hummus, see them. Acrobat with the bag, I'ma flip. Money flow like a damn battleship. Did it a new hope. Deal of a new dope. Giving out bricks like Shaq at the free throw. Anybody wanna be E.T.? Man, y'all can't see me. Out of my league, you peewee. Pocket too big, Rakishi. Pocket too big, they sumo. Pulling card like Uno. Flipping inch like judo. You and Zach took kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pocket too big, they sumo. 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 Pulling card like Uno. Flipping inch like judo. You and Zach took kudo. You and her no chance, you go. Pocket too big, they sumo. Pockets too big, they sumo. Pockets too big, they sumo.
Hedonistic drive. niggas, they got diamonds, they got diamonds there, and they tell the time is he don't miss the dry the bears, he gon' miss the trying to get. See no Steve won't mind a scale, slip and swallow vitamins. Snakes became Leviathan. Well, me trying it, please believe I'm trying it. See no need to cry again, stoic in a lion's den. You can stay, but I don't care. Feed a snake, no, I don't dare. Tell my love of walking, tell my love of walking. Steve won't mind a scale, slip and swallow vitamins. Snakes became Leviathan. God, yes, I know enough, know enough. Well, it's like, old to us, well. Yes, I'm going up, going up. God, it's like, not enough, not enough, not enough. God, yes, I know enough, know enough. Well, it's like, old to us, old to us, well.
And we are back with Davon. What's happening, man?
Nothing much, man.
Hedonistic. Video out now.
Yeah. Been out for a minute. For a minute.
Hey, man, that's cool. We had, not to bring it back to us, but we had Prano. It was funny. He dropped a video off 24 and 24, and someone found it last week and started commenting on it, and then more people did, and it's just been at the top of the news feed all week, and he keeps saying, like, yo, this is from last year, and they're like, I don't care, this is hot, I never heard it, and I was thinking about that. There really isn't some... Old music doesn't exist anymore. It's just stuff you haven't heard yet.
That is,
you know?
True. Yeah, because you go on the internet and, like, it's new to you. It's just a discovery. So that's kind of crazy, yeah.
So don't ever stop pushing your records. I feel like artists give up on their records way too soon.
I think a lot of that, though, also has to do with the fact that, like, an artist feels like they moved on creatively. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a part of them that, like, doesn't feel like that represents them. So, like, sharing it is kind of like showing them something that you used to be instead of what you are currently.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a part of it, because, I mean, even with rollouts, you're never putting out something.
That is true.
You kind of got to get used to living in the future. That's the thing.
It's stubborn to do it the way I was talking about, but like it's hard to fight that sometimes. So, yeah.
It's kind of dope, though, to be like, yo, they're responding to that, but they don't even know where I am now. Like, wait till they hear the new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be that rapper either, though, who's always like, yo, like wait till you hear my new stuff. Though.
I've been what?
I feel like you've been that way for a while, because you've been producing, like, you know, teasing songs for a while now, man.
Yeah, I need to put it out. It's one of those things where it's like, I'll do that, and I don't know, like, I'll find a flaw in my, like, work, and I'll have to go back, and, like, I'll just try to figure out, or it's like, I put everything together, and there's still something missing, and I need to like redo it or like go from the ground up, because it's like it's not what, like there's things that need to tie it all together. Mm. So I don't know. I'm like very like vision oriented. So like if it doesn't like have the right feeling, like if it doesn't hit that I don't know. Me and my friend Brian were talking about it before, but it's like it's a spot in your mind. It's like an all encompassing feeling for when you look or at certain imagery, when you hear certain music or you see a certain movie, and it brings you to this certain spot that makes everything completely okay. And like it like imagery pops up that like it's just this place. It's weird, but like if it doesn't hit that for me musically, then I can't, like I feel like I can't put it out. So it's just hard for me with that. But I mean, I'm getting a little better with like the writing and everything now since I'm newer to that. So I mean, I feel a little more comfortable.
Do you start with a picture in your mind and then you try to write the soundtrack to that, or do you write the song and then see if it creates the picture?
Definitely the vision first.
That's dope.
I have like the whole thing, and it just comes from a lot of my influences or like childhood and the place like I just want to be able to represent through music.
Yeah, I do like that you have the whole visual aspect tied to it. Your Instagram it's a full thing, you know? You were doing the videos before a lot of people.
Yeah?
Yeah. You like the mashup videos?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Everyone's doing it now.
Yeah.
But it's actually dope. It's been really cool watching you grow and on your journey. And I wanted to tell you that because we met you. You were just a producer. Mm. Not just a producer, but you know what I mean? You were just a producer when we met. And you're like sending like beats for Cyphers. And then you were doing stuff with Blue Spirit, I remember. And then I remember you, there's a woman you worked with. You did a project with her.
Yeah.
And you were sort of moving to a different realm. And then the next thing I knew, you were starting to throw your voice into it.
Yeah.
And then these full records came out. And it's been real cool to watch your artistry evolve in your journey. And you've been open about it, which has been real cool, too. You didn't come out prepackaged. Like, we got to come along for the ride. So thank you. What sparked that?
To be honest, I just wasn't. It is a combination of me not being honest with myself for a long time and what I actually wanted to do, and also the fact that like working with other people, like I like collaborating, but I'm so vision oriented where I have a vision, and then like if there were things that I needed, like vocally, I would bring somebody in, and it just wouldn't be exactly what I pictured in my mind. And like when you're in a group or when you're in something like that, you have to sacrifice that because they have as much ownership over that. But if you have a vision in your mind and like it's just not what you want it to be because that other person can't do that, then you need to like find a way to make that vision like happen yourself. So that was just a thing for me. And like I've always just wanted to perform. Like performing is my favorite thing that I've done so far with doing this solo thing, because like I don't know, it's just like a lot of people say, like making music is therapy. For me, it's more of like a project. It's like an experiment. But like actually performing, like that right there is just like something where it just doesn't even matter. Like as long as like there's no technical difficulties or whatever. Like when I'm in the moment, like it's just everything's just perfect. So I always wanted to do that. I got a lot I want to say, and it just needed to be done. Like I couldn't just keep myself from doing that and keep lying to myself. But yeah.
I heard one of your first shows was actually in Mass, bro.
Yeah, because I had, the Manchester one, then I had the Riverwalk one. I'm trying to figure out which one, because I keep forgetting.
There was one that you posted on Instagram, and it looked wild.
Was it the 90s one?
I think so, yeah.
The 90s one was lit, bro. Oh, my God.
What happened to the 90s one, man?
Yo, me and my homie Mike Wing, shout out Mike Wing.
Yeah, shout out Mike Wayne.
Yeah.
F Mike Wayne.
Fuck Mike Wayne.
Yo, jeez.
Listen.
Oh, FM radio.
I'm not used to this. Damn. But we're back on track because I did the whole thing. We're good. We're good.
Yo, for real though, Mike.
What do you mean?
I said F for sure. Y'all are tripping. That's word. Mandela effect. I never said that.
Anyway. So.
Anyway. 90s. So we set up a 90s theme thing where everybody was just rocking 90s clothes and everything. And the idea was for like the DJ to play a playlist of 90s tracks too, which was dope because between the sets, everything was just like crazy because like there were dance circles breaking out. A lot of cats came up from Boston because like most of the bill, aside from me and Mike, they were like Boston, Massachusetts, like artists who I had met at like this Michael Christmas show, which was dope. And like they all had like a dope energy when we went to that show. Like me and my homie Big Money Kurt, shout out Big Money Kurt though, like. Just shout out Big Money Kurt. But we went there and like it was just crazy. Their energy is really dope, and I don't see like too much of that in like New Hampshire a lot of the times. And I think it's because, you know, just a lot of people are there's a lot of elements to it. I just realized that like there's a lot of energy in Boston that like I was sort of missing for myself, and I felt like it'd be cool to bring that in there and share that with the people that I had there. So we had some New Hampshire people come through, we had Boston people come through, and it was just ridiculous. Like everybody's set was fire, the energy was fire, the crowd was into it. It was just nuts. But yeah, that was fun.
You just teed up Tia's favorite question.
What's up?
Have you ever crowd surfed?
No, not yet. I mean,
yet.
I'm low key like afraid to, cause I don't know. I want to like 6ix9ine it and like nobody catches me.
Listen to our podcast with NBS. They dropped a gem on how to do it without falling.
Yeah,
they're vets. They tour the world and they have there's a strategy. To
is
get
it the
caught
one where
every
they
time.
Like crawl and like beefy up dudes, there so as like opposed to jumping in?
No. It's about you. Listen to it. It's about picking out the crowd correctly and sort of.
Oh, okay.
But we encourage everyone to crowd surf here. That's our new thing. And shout out to you. Need to publicly
like
dead
to,
your beef.
End the whole rivalry beef with Balin, from Balin and Philly G, because he said he was gonna crowd surf. And he never did, but then he did.
He just did, yeah.
He just did.
He tagged us and everything.
So good for you, Balin. Good for you.
That sounds deep.
Yeah. Shout out to Balin and Philly G.
She is trying to make this a really messy podcast.
I don't know
and we're just trying
talking
to.
Talking about.
The last couple episodes
she's
have been messy.
Very messy.
You said that the energy here was like really good.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Okay.
I was wondering, like, what
he's laughing, like, he's prepared. What's going on?
No, I'm just wondering, like, okay. What do you think about, like, the whole energy, the whole, like, I don't want to say so. What's the word I'm looking for?
Find
what do you
it.
Think?
All right. Yo,
I don't
the
know.
Ground,
everything
yo.
Is off the rails. I don't know what's happening.
No, let this happen.
What do you think about what's going on with the whole experience in music here?
The whole experience in music
yeah.
here? Okay, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, okay. I'll be more specific. What do you think about the scene here in Boston?
What do I think about the scene here in Boston?
Yeah.
From, why are you laughing so hard? The thing about it is, from what I've seen, I'm comparing it to where I'm from, and I feel like every area, like on like a level where it's like musically, like the scene, every scene is solid because you have artists that are putting things into it. But industry level, I feel like my area lacks because, you know, New Hampshire, it's not as diverse.
Mm.
So a lot of people are in like the same mode, and we don't have outlets and industries for that kind of thing to lead us there. So not a lot of people are easy to, you know, hop into music in New Hampshire because it's not like a thing that's on people's mind. There's no industry for it. So when I see Boston, I compare it a lot to New Hampshire, and like maybe living in Boston, you guys compare it to other places, and you're thinking, oh, maybe it's not as good at this as this place.
The because grass you live is here. Always greener.
There you go. That yeah. is more of that thing. For me, you know, the grass is greener here because, I mean, for one, it's just one of those things where like I go to shows, even like bigger concerts. You know, I go to shows and like people will just stand around or they'll stare. Like I went to a church's concert recently, and people were like, me and my homies were like front row. Or near front row, and we were just like going ham like all the songs, and like this girl really got mad at us yeah. for like really? Enjoying the show. Like she really got mad at us, and it just upset me because like I already deal with this a lot in like New Hampshire, to where it's like they're not mad, but like just the energy is like I've always just felt like when I go to the shows, it just doesn't. There's something wrong, and it's yeah. not that it's like, you know, necessarily like wrong or inherently wrong. It's just a matter of me feeling like I don't feel. This is where I need to be right now. Right. And then when I go to a show in Boston, for instance, like the Kyle Bent, Michael Christmas one, just everybody like was just super supportive and super into it. The artists were like, it felt more engaged. It felt like the reason why I love going to concerts, because everybody is one with the music that's happening right there. And, you know, a lot of the cats on the scene that I met and that I put on that bill, they're about that. And they bring that energy to the thing. So, I mean, from what I've seen, like, the Boston scene is pretty straight. I mean, you guys might have more insight into what's going on, but I mean, like, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I like it. I don't know.
So you were, like, saying that you feel like in New Hampshire it's not as, I guess, hype, I will say, like, as it yeah, is here
I think
in Boston.
That, I think that just comes down to certain, like, aspects of the way New Hampshire's set up as a society, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how do you think, like, you'll be able to... You know, if you say you care about it, it sounds like you really care about it. How do you feel like you'll be able to like change that with your music?
I feel like if I could, I know they're trying to build like a performance place there in mm-hmm. my actual hometown, Nashua. Like they're trying to build a performance thing and everything. I don't know how far that's gonna go for people on a lower level, like local cats, to just go in there and like run stuff. But like I have just big crazy ideas. Like I used to run a thing like a. Do a bunch of house shows, and I called it like, since my name's Davon, I would call it like day one, day two, like that was the idea. And everybody's like, oh, where's day three at? And I was like, yo, I'll just do that. Like if I'm like, I get famous, I'll come back and we'll make like a, we'll shut down the whole main street and we'll just do like a festival or something like that. And like in my head, that would be like a really dope idea to do that. In addition to just making it out of New Hampshire, making it out of Nashua on a bigger scale and showing people that like it's possible. Because once you have one person in that area who does that, more people, you know, that place starts getting a little like a push. Mm-hmm. And then people around them start actually doing it more because they feel like it's possible. And then people just start just coming around the mentality of chasing something. And then industries are built around that. So, I mean, I think that's basically what it comes down to. I don't know if there's anything I could like do immediately right now. There's small things that you can do, but I mean, it's a matter of putting my energy in places that I think will long-term help things get better.
Yeah. I also had a question about your music. Sorry, Matthew.
Yo.
What? Oh, sorry.
She has never asked that many questions in a row before. That's dope, though.
Yo, it all came out today.
No, I want to comment on that real quick, though, because you're talking about New Hampshire. Yeah, first of all, lame crowds are awful, and they're everywhere. I've had shows ruined across the country, and I don't know what it is now, but people don't move at shows. I don't know if it's because people are smoking so much. Like, I really don't know what it is. If it's the edibles, but, like, it's wild. And, like, you're trying to mosh or move, and, like, you look that. And it's like, that's the energy the band is putting out. You're supposed to reciprocate.
Exactly. Right. Especially if you're there for that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're there for that, why aren't you? Like, I can understand if it's like an emo show or whatever, and like that's just the way it is.
I've seen some wild stuff at emo shows, though. They move around. Yeah, they move around.
We're talking about like a hardcore emo, or like, you know, like just guitar, a little shoegazy emo. Because like,
oh, maybe they don't move around. But if there's yeah. they move around. Like, they're definitely expressing themselves, concert? Though. Yeah. You know.
But I'm supposed to be going to a Paramore concert. Hopefully, my homie Brian. I'm so hyped.
I wanted to say though, for you though, man, this and I think this is dope that you did do shows and you do shows and you contribute in that way to like making that part of the scene, because there's an interesting thing right now. Like, so your sound is a little bit different than what people might associate with even, you know, like with Northern hip hop, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people who can blow up on SoundCloud, but then they don't, you don't see them at the shows and you don't see them participate in the scene. And mm-hmm. it's really dope that you are, because you could easily live on the internet and go that way, you know, but it's dope to see you out there mixing it up, building with artists and stuff, because it's wild. There's a dude 10 feet away from here with a million plays on SoundCloud who's never gone to a single show in Boston, you know, and never built. And it's like, it's wild to me, and it's dope that you're still out there mixing it up and, like, you know, interacting on that level, because I do think it's important. It's, you know, to get out there and do that.
I've seen a lot of artists, like recently, when I've just been like looking around and like I come across an article and I'm like, oh, I might like this artist. It turns out they're from Boston, and I'm just like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know, because like I've never seen them around, like when I'm here, or like I never really heard of them like be mentioned or anything. So it's just crazy, because they just seem like the kind of people who like they live through the internet. And it's like, I'm not gonna knock that, because, you know, it's a way to move if that's what you're focusing on. But it's definitely interesting when you see people like blow up and they're still part of like their scene and everything too.
Yeah, I feel like everyone, it goes a long way, you know, because you're gonna get a lot of love up here, you know, when it happens too. Because like, oh, he used to come out to the shows, you know, we saw him here, we saw him there. So Tia, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we do need to play another record.
It's Chill.
She's like hurt now. This is a new, right.
He's like, yeah, it's Chill right now. We on air.
All right, well,
yeah, it's Chill.
We're on air right now. But.
We're gonna play the Outrun. Do you want to talk about it before or after?
I guess after.
Yo, by the way, dude, it was crazy when you started dropping these, because I did not know what you were gonna sound like.
Yeah.
Cause really, dude, you were making beats, and then you were producing for rappers, and then you were doing side projects with singers, and then we did not know what you sounded like.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people did.
And man. Then it was like, oh,
it's like that.
It's like that.
It's like that.
Yo, Davon.
I was just listening to this on my way.
Yo, these are jams, man. Right. These are the jams. Davon, cool. Outrun. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Good evening and welcome.
Hops in the pool, I swim. Shortness of breath, the lights. Take it, Shiraz, Shiraz. Sip on that pesticide. Bet you didn't wonder why. Lead them out to the wild. How could you justify? Like, how could you justify? Same limbo, different day. Are you tired? Windows to the stains on prescribed. I drew a bird on my face just to hurt one, and they might stun through my name like it's worth some. Built like glass, break, I'm done. Way too fast, can't outrun. Yeah, gas, no brakes, no love. Yeah, way too fast. Not opposed to take on my plans, stretch out my hands. Got me feeling like Pablo. Follow me, run for me underneath. They be like, kid, it's a problem. This one, this ain't for kicks, but soccer on it, stuck. All of my wrist, but mannequin, man, I am cool, but I'm dressed up. Yeah, mannequin, man, I am cool, but I'm dressed up. Gonna stay to my spot where I came from. Still. Life in a box, take a shot. Yeah. Dance slow, oh, oh, oh. Built like glass, break, I'm done. Way too fast, can't outrun. Give it gas, no brakes, no love. Yeah, way too fast.
Oh, this is Devon. You're tuning to LFOD Radio.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
Good job.
Yo, and that was Outrun.
Yeah, that stressed me out. I didn't know how. I thought it was going to come out so bad.
Was that
I
your first drop?
Maybe. I think so.
That's dope, man. That's dope. That's what we're here for, is like, we want, you know, people want to talk all sorts of stuff about scenes and stuff, and, you know, so everyone's going to start somewhere, and we want people to get on here and, like, get comfortable, and, you know, learn how to do things, you know. So, my man, what is the message that you want people to get from your music?
A lot of the times, it's honestly whatever applies to them. But, I mean, there's a lot. Sometimes it's my story. A lot of the times it's how I sort of view humanity, which is what I want to write a lot more about. Because I see, you know, a lot of people write more about, like, love and all that. And, like, that's fine. I get it. Because everybody goes through that. But I feel like something that's really, something that's really important to me currently and has always been is just trying to figure out, like, or just sort of looking at everything from a balcony, like just watching humanity, because I know I am human, but like I dissociate a lot, and it makes me just feel like, I don't know, I'm watching everything as opposed to actually being a part of that. And I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess that's it. There's a lot.
Yeah, it's not an easy question.
Yeah.
That's not what we're here for.
No, we don't like easy questions.
So you've been working on the music. Like Tayshaun said, things have been coming and going, little teases. You've been dropping records fairly regularly recently, you know, every few months or so. What's the plan? Like, are we building to an EP? Are you going to keep doing singles? What's happening?
I'm working up an EP right now. And I'm fleshing it out at this point. Like, I just got the sound down for the most part, and I just need to, like, finish up writing everything, all that. But I mean, that's the plan, but it's also not like something that I'm just like just doing and then like trying to like wait on. I want to put this together as a first project, and I want to just keep dropping singles after that. But I also am like a very audio visual person, so I want to do a video for each one. Like, my idea, to be honest, was to just buy, I need a new phone anyway. Like, you guys are here, so you can see.
Yeah.
But
T, you take a picture for the story.
Definitely.
At LFOD Radio.
But like, I wanted to buy either like an S9 or a Google Pixel and like just shoot music videos for every song on this project, and just keep shooting videos for every song that I drop, because, you know, audio visual is exciting to me, and I think that could just be dope. In a cool way to sort of show what I'm thinking in my mind, or what imagery or what colors come from the songs that I'm putting together. But I mean, honestly, with that music right now, that's where I'm going with that. I just want to be able to make something unique, but something that like bangs, something, I don't know, I like combining things that don't seem like they go together, or things that haven't gone together, but the through line is still something that connects me to that place or my childhood sonically. So yeah,
I'm excited. Do we have a time frame this year?
Nah, I can't give one,
my man. That's like we don't talk about anything till it's done in stone.
Yeah, I gotta start moving like that more.
Yeah, it never happens if you talk about it.
Yeah.
Never happens.
What would you like classify your music as? Because I was like listening to it. It sounds a little spooky, but it sounds like...
Are you scared?
No. I don't mean it like
it's
that.
It's Halloween?
Like,
if you had
like
shown
that
up in a mask, she would run.
No, she'd be like, this makes sense.
Probably. But it sounds like a little... It sounds like a mash of lo-fi. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard lo-fi hip-hop.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like spooky rap. What would you consider yourself under?
I don't like, here's the thing, like, this is exciting to me too, because I feel like we're moving in a new decade where there's a new specific style that's becoming its own thing.
Right.
And also just like a lot of ideas are going to start changing and moving forward, and like you can kind of peep that now, which is really cool. One big thing that's happening right now that I'm starting to see is sort of artists who are a little more interdisciplinary with what they're doing. So where it's like, I'll make a, you know, like a boom bap rap song, and then I'll hop on something trap, and then I'll just be on guitars or something like that, which is really dope. I've always been inspired by just like everything, and I've always considered myself somebody who's over inspired. But I mean, my main influences right now, even though like I do a lot of stuff in like the hip hop realm, are have always been like, my favorite artist of all time, who I believe is just the best artist of all time, is Bjork. Like, her music is just incredible as far as like the sonics and everything, and her sound actually takes me to that place
yes.
that I have in my head, because like I grew up on Disney films and Don Bluth films where they had music in there, and a lot of the music that she does is like symphonic and has these certain styles and sounds and just like instruments that feel like they bring me back to that place of watching those movies. There's people like her, St. Vincent, Julia Halter, Serpent with Feet, Moses Sumney. It's just, I don't know. I have a big thing with like the orchestra, but not like it being too like in your face, more so just like a, it's hard to describe. But
definitely,
if I'm to describe my music, I mean, I still just consider myself an artist, because like, I know a lot of people expect me to do a certain thing. I feel like there's always that expectation when you're like black and you're making music. Like if you're singing, you're R&B. Like that's the way it is. Moses Sumney even spoke on the FKA Twigs. Like if you're black and you're making something, like they'll try to like pigeonhole it as R&B. Like I was in a band, and it was two other white people. Like the singer was white, I was a producer, and the guitarist was white. And we made like straight up like indie pop music, and they said it was like urban pop. And I think it was the inclusion of me.
Right.
And it's like the picture that we sent them, we were in the suburbs. Like, I don't understand where this is coming from.
There's a black fella in that photo.
Exactly. Like, it came from nowhere. And I feel like that's something that needs to be shattered, which is why, like, another reason why I don't, like, really even writing about love a lot of times, too, because people will justify that as, oh, it's R&B because, you know, it's love songs and all that, too. But, yeah, no, I just consider myself an artist, and sometimes...
You got to be careful with labels.
Yeah.
Because what do you put a label on? Something you're trying to sell, right? So
yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of times they facilitate something other than the music.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like a lot of times too, I've been thinking recently how images affect the way we see certain artists. Like if you listen to a certain artist, I don't know, it's weird to describe. Like I was listening to, what is it? That's not even a good example. Basically, like, if you look at something and it's attached to a certain style of music, it will completely shift what the music is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The packaging is so super important for that, too. Because it just gives you, I don't know, it just gives you a certain vibe.
There's artists I don't like because of how they look.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
No, I rock with him.
Wow.
Okay. Did I just say it on the air?
Oops. Yeah, you did.
You did.
All right. Anyway,
wait. Did he slip up?
Sigur Rós. You ever listen to them?
Yeah, I in 2013. I listened to their 2013.
He goes back in 2013.
Yeah. Wow. I only say that because I ran a blog in 2013 when I took a break from music. Like I wanted to review music, and this is how I found like a lot of my favorite bands too. But I was just reviewing, like listening to albums from beginning to end, just reviewing them like every day. Every time they came out, and they released an album around that time, which was really dope.
Yeah, I was thinking because they literally made up a language for their music.
Did they?
That's not Icelandic. They're from Iceland, and people think they're speaking
the
Icelandic.
Whole of York, actually.
It's all stop. Made. It's all entirely made up language that they sing in. So wow.
But, that's crazy.
Man,
that's wild.
It's yeah. That's what
I feel
I was
like somebody
about
else words. Does that.
Tolkien and. Lord of the Rings.
The guy who does the Minions
like,
voices.
Music.
Oh.
Who does what?
I said the guy who does
yeah,
the Minions.
Yeah, now we're listing everything. Yeah, Kenny on South Park.
Kenny on South
Park. Nah, who else does musically? I don't know. People might have said Thug at one point, but I feel like everyone can understand him now.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm really glad we're past future. All that. I don't even know what they're saying.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you didn't, just go on Rap Genius.
Exactly. There's lyrics sites. Like,
there's lyrics to it.
It's really
they'll
easy.
They'll even break
days.
It down.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, come on. That's the funny part about it. I was literally having this conversation at one point. I was like, yo, fam, I'm sick and tired of the term mumble rap because there's Rap Genius lyrics and they always have their lyrics on iTunes. Always have their lyrics on Spotify and things like that, and it's just like, fam, it's not mumble rap if other people are able to decipher what
also I don't know what mumble rap means, and I'm on record as this because people tell me Migos is mumble rap, and they enunciate. I feel like they don't mumble at all, but I've gotten huge arguments about, I have no idea what mumble rap means besides like, things I don't like.
Basically, people came out and like there was a few times where it was like you couldn't understand them, and then like right. everybody of that style got grouped into that.
You know what's crazy? I think what people are referring to are like the parody versions of people making fun of like other mumble. Like
I don't think anyone who uses that term has ever heard of any of the artists that they don't like.
It's like when they make fun of it, it's like they become the same thing they're talking about.
So then the parody if is you're talking about, like, representation of them.
Yeah. If you're talking about like Cardi or someone like that who does mumble, or like the Zan rap. Like,
Cardi?
Cardi. Playboy Cardi.
Oh, Playboy Cardi. Yeah.
I heard an artist.
So the thing is, the people that listen to LFOD don't listen to those guys, so they're just like, I don't know who any of them are.
So you guys wouldn't consider Future a mumble rapper?
I got a critique that someone said.
I wouldn't use the term mumble rapper at all. That's the thing.
I got a critique that someone said Kendrick was a mumble rapper.
Yeah, who? See, no one, we gotta get off this because it's gonna derail everything.
who said that?
I don't think Future's mumble rap, is he?
We're gonna keep that under wraps.
Whatever. I'm not even listening.
I think he's a modern day blues musician.
Whoa.
What?
Wow.
I think he's a modern day blues musician.
Okay, whoa. That's a statement.
Future?
Yeah, Future sings the blues.
I gotta listen to it. Or it's content wise.
Future sings the blues, yeah.
Content wise, yeah.
Okay. Finish that croissant.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
You good?
I'm just, you know.
This is why we just elevate what we like and we don't share our opinions on anything besides the artist sitting directly in front of us.
No. But that's an interesting thought, though.
Yeah. We don't have a guest next week, or we might have a very special guest next week. Currently, we don't have a guest, so we'll discuss this if we don't. If not, we'll be having a very special guest. So, but Davon, where can people find you?
In my house because I don't leave.
On social media.
Drop a pin. You changed them so they don't match anymore.
Yeah, that's the one thing. But that only applies.
You gotta fix it, man.
That only applies to like one other site.
You gotta fix it.
I'm day by day. Like on Instagram's like my main hub. So that's DEBYDE music. So day by day music. For Instagram, same for Twitter.
No, Twitter's an X.
Twitter's an X. Day X, day music. So like you know how like 4x4 and it's an X. So like day by day, but it's an X. You know.
We got
you
it.
You got it. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, if you find me on Instagram, you'll find me anywhere. So day by day music, with the BY.
What can we do to get you to match those?
You got money?
It literally cost money?
You sound like you really want it to happen.
Oh, because I want you to prosper, man, and I know it holds people back when they can't get tagged on the same thing.
True. Yeah. I'll probably switch it back to the X on
I like the buy.
I do too, but like I feel like there's more places with the X, you know what I'm saying? Like even like I have a website too, like a domain. I barely use it, but that's also day X day music.